Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
The United Nations named the fashion industry as the second most polluting of all industries, contributing towards 20% of global wastewater. This is mainly due to the rise of fast fashion. That's cheap, trendy clothing that samples ideas from the catwalk or celebrity culture and turns them into garments at breakneck speed to meet customer demand. This high turnover has led to microtrends, and many throw out their cheap items once they're no longer in demand. With the aim to help the environment and to stop this high turnover, people have turned to buying their items second-hand. Limerick is home to a popular thrift trail which embraces this sustainable practice. I called into one of the oldest vintage shops in Limerick, The Edge, that has been in business in the milk market since 1984. I asked owner John Coughlin what inspired him to set up shop.
Well, it was probably the cheapest place in Ireland to open a shop. We were opening a shop in Cork, but we were looking for, in those days, it was called a lease. So it was about 16,000. So in Limerick then, we came down, we met Joe Brooks at a shop next door for 125 once for the week, so we opened up.
How long ago was this?
That was 40 years ago.
Oh my goodness, wow. So was there the same appetite for vintage fashion back then as there is now?
It was probably busier. Vintage is more popular now, I suppose, because it's kind of compared to fast fashion. The quality is better, it lasts longer. Well, I suppose a lot of people that come in here are kind of young people, so our college students, guys, and then on the weekends you get people in for the rock and roll t-shirts. The older generation. So I suppose the shop itself has a good cross-section. So I deal with people from shirts to jackets to leather jackets.
And John, I'm wondering, are there any pieces at the moment that are becoming fashionable, perhaps from the archives that you're finding?
What's becoming fashionable? Oh, there's a resurgence of leather jackets, like the American flight jackets, MA jackets. So they're what Tom Cruise wore. Also that's popular are things like Y2K, which is 2000 vintage, but the quality of 2000, I think the best vintage is really 70s, 80s and 90s, because up to then clothes were being made in Europe or in America.
Okay.
So since the mid 90s, clothes have been fast fashion, so they've been made in China. So I think last year there was something like 1 billion garments made for fast fashion. So that released about 1.2 billion tons of carbon into the atmosphere. So like take a pair of jeans, the amount of water to make a pair of jeans, one person would use in about 2 years themselves in the department.
John, when you're sourcing your clothes, what do you look for, or how do you get your clothes?
Because I keep it a trend, so usually the factories that sort the clothes, or distribute the clothes, they keep up with the trends. So when I started off first, it was like men's overcoats, Harris tweeds, leather, suede jackets, and then it's gone into now to more of American brands. So you'd have Carhartt and Dickies, Levi, Wrangler and North Face.
Another second-hand shop in Limerick is Vision Ireland in Grove Island. I met Deborah Williams and began by asking what items you can find in the shop.
Oh, you name it, we have it. We sell all toys, kids' clothes, adults' clothes, gents, ladies. A little bit of vintage, not too much, but we do have a vintage shop in Cruises Street. You should probably go in there now. That shop is exceptional. It's new. Okay. It's only open a couple of weeks, like, and we have one in the city as well, fashion. So we have three shops alone in Limerick, and there's 120 shops altogether all over Ireland. And I think as we speak, there's probably a new one opening in Mitchellstown. So we're getting bigger and better, yeah.
Do you think more and more people are coming into the shop to buy slower fashion?
Oh, definitely, because the stuff you get here is far superior, because we only put out the best stock, so we go for the kind of good stuff, and we get brilliant donations here. You'd be surprised. Stuff with tags, brand new, designer dresses, you name it, we get it, yeah. For example, even myself, I bought most of my Christmas presents here, because lovely stuff comes in, so you know, they get surprised. Some people come in and they go, wow, or they even say, is this a second-hand shop or is it a boutique? And yeah, you know, because the stock is so lovely, you know.
How can people donate if they'd like to?
Oh yeah, whatever they'd like to donate. And if not all donations now are excellent, some you have to recycle, but there's money in recycling as well. So if it'll either go to recycling if it's too bad for the floor, or it'll go to transfer. And what we do then is every week we change the clothes on a Wednesday. Like anything that's there 2 weeks comes off the rails to keep the stock flowing, because you can't have the same stuff all the time.
Yeah,
you know. And at times you're putting stuff into a bag and you're going, God, this is madness, it's brand new. But it wasn't selling, it's there too long.
Okay.
You know, so people love that now. They often come in on a Wednesday and they say, did you do the rotations, we call it, that the stuff is being rotated, you know.
Oh.
Great bargains then, bargains.
What are some of the gems that you found in the shop, for example, this week?
This week, I was actually in Malaga myself. Okay. Didn't find any gems, but we do, we get a lot of designer clothes like Betty Barclay and Coast dresses come in new. And the best gem I got here was a designer handbag. It was a Gucci, but it was a real one, and it was retailing at 1,200 and something, so it's afraid of a life of it.
Oh my God.
There's no way I'd even sell that for like 100 euros. So we put that kind of stuff online that's too expensive to sell. A person who knows their handbags now would know, you know. But other than that, you'd often get a bit of gem jewellery that could be very valuable, but you have to be very careful to kind of check everything, because you could be selling that for 5 euro and it might be worth God knows
much.
You know, so it's a worry, so you have to kind of check everything.
And my last question for you is, for anyone who maybe hasn't secondhand shopped before, what advice would you give them?
Oh, I'd say, come on in. Before I started working here, I've never been in a secondhand shop in my life. But there is a kind of a cult. They start at the top of the street and they work their way down, and then they go up the other side and they see the stock everywhere, and then they come back and say, well, I preferred what I saw here or whatever. But it really opened my own eyes, because I was a kind of a snob. I'd pass out the shop, I'd say, I'm in the rooting in a smelly basket. But them days are gone. Now it's all good clothes.
If you'd like to learn more, limerick.ie has information on Limerick's Thrift Trail, where you can find secondhand gems and help make your wardrobe more sustainable.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television license fee, and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.